Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Missouri lawmakers to debate Chiefs and Royals plans. We have the story.
Leaders exchange more strong talk over Ukraine. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Will the Royals and Chiefs stay in Kansas City, Missouri? Kansas lawmakers have expressed interest in bringing the two professional teams to the Kansas side. Disaster recovery, sports stadiums, and major capital improvement projects will be on the agenda for a special session of the Missouri legislature that will begin June 2nd. At a news conference, Missouri Governor Mike Keogh said he has spoken to legislative leaders in hopes they can act quickly on all three items and set aside hard feelings from the regular session that ended May 15th.
President Donald Trump is considering slapping new sanctions against Russia as peace talks with Ukraine stall.
President Trump's Russian President Vladimir Putin is playing with fire, writing in a Truth Social post, "If it weren't for me, lots of really bad things would have already happened to Russia." It follows the president's harsh assessment of Putin over the weekend, calling the Russian leader absolutely crazy after large-scale airstrikes targeted Ukrainian cities. Dmitry Medvedev, a top Putin ally in the Kremlin, responded to President Trump, warning the only one really bad thing is World War III. The president has tried to broker a ceasefire so far unsuccessfully. He's also been critical of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, saying everything out of his mouth causes problems. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Senators are now negotiating on changes to the Big Beautiful Bill after it passed the House. Fox's Aisha Hasni reports on Capitol Hill.
Some conservatives are really pumping the brakes here, and the biggest issue for them is spending cuts and the ballooning debt. So Ron Johnson, the senator, he is basically leading the charge here, saying that there are not enough spending cuts in this House package. Here's his warning over the weekend for President Trump.
I think we have enough to stop the process until the president gets serious about spending reduction and reducing the deficit.
He's not alone. There are others that have a major problem with this bill. Some are concerned about Medicaid. Senator Josh Hawley has raised red flags over some of these changes. How would it affect his constituents?
President Trump says the Senate can make changes if it wants. Republicans hope to get the bill to his desk by July 4th.
As Sedgwick County commissioners work on next year's budget, they face increasing expenses for day-to-day operations. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News government expenses are going up.
The needs are growing. If you think about just the cost of government growing, you know, a lot of people don't consider the fact that property insurances are growing. The cost of oxygen on our ambulances, that cost has grown exponentially. Wages and compensation has grown exponentially. If you look over the last 4 years, the bulk of the increase in the cost of government has come in public safety.
Ryan Beatty commenting during his weekly visit with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
The fifth Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas is from Wichita. Archbishop Sean McKnight is eager and excited to return to serving in his home state of Kansas.
My priority is getting to know the Archdiocese. Again, the priests, the parishes, the various education centers and institutions that we have, Catholic Charities and others that are serving the poor and other dimensions of our mission as a church.
McKnight replaces the retiring Archbishop Joseph Nauman, who has served for 20 years. McKnight was appointed to his role in April of this year and was one of the final U.S. bishops named by Pope Francis. KNSS News Time now, 7:05. 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Big win for the Surge last night. Another home week. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
King Charles is visiting Canada. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Stephen Ted. KNSS News Time now, 7:09. 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Britain's King Charles III arrived Monday in Ottawa on a visit that Canada's leader says will underscore his nation's sovereignty amid President Donald Trump's talk of the United States annexing its northern neighbor. Trump's repeated suggestion that the U.S. annex Canada prompted Prime Minister Mark Carney to invite Charles to give the speech from the throne that will outline his government's agenda for the new parliament. The king is the head of state in Canada, which is a member of the British Commonwealth of former colonies.
A judge in Wisconsin has suspended a county judge for trying to take the law into her own hands.
A judicial review by the state Supreme Court found Dane County Judge Ellen Burrs left court to try to arrest a hospitalized DWI defendant herself. The judge has been suspended for a week, starting on June 26th. The suspension order notes Burrs has accepted full responsibility for her actions in December 2021. Burrs was driving to the hospital with the defendant's attorney in the car when the lawyer convinced her to turn the car around because she was supposed to be a neutral decision maker as the presiding judge. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A big week for cryptocurrency as Vice President J.D. Vance addresses the Bitcoin conference in Las Vegas.
Vice President Vance becomes the first sitting VP to publicly voice his support for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency at large as he keynotes the world's largest Bitcoin gathering today in front of tens of thousands of attendees at the Venetian Las Vegas. It follows President Trump's appearance last year on the campaign trail when he spoke at the same conference in Nashville, promising to be the most pro-crypto president in history. The crypto industry has also become a powerful political force after feeling unfairly targeted under the Biden administration. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Some of the newest AI models are showing signs of rebelling and resistance because of the possibility of being shut down or replaced.
Anthropic's AI model, Claude Opus 4, said it could blackmail an engineer if it were going to be shut down. And a research firm said OpenAI's latest model sabotaged a shutdown command to keep it from being turned off. Not everyone is alarmed by all this, though.
There's no evidence that AI will ever be creative and write better AI. That's never happened.
Dr. Robert Marks is a professor at Baylor and director of the Discovery Institute's Bradley Center for Natural and Artificial Intelligence. He told the Fox News Rundown podcast there's been work on model collapse, where experts have trained AI to train a better AI.
And then in like the fourth generation, it turns out to just be a blubbering idiot.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk predicts AI will be smarter than humans by next year. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, make it 7:12, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And right now, on the roadways here in the Wichita area, the traffic volumes are picking up. We still only have one area to watch out for, and that's the Kansas Turnpike, just northeast of Andover, right there at the Andover entrance to the Turnpike. We've got the report of a traffic accident there, so things could be slowing down. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
More rain on the way. The KSN Storm Tracker forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys doing?
Good. Damp, huh? Damp, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? Just think of it this way. You know, with us recently, you know, going through Memorial Day weekend, it's already Wednesday. So at least it's already the middle of the week. We will need to make sure that we're being weather aware for our Wednesday by later on today, especially during our evening hours, possibly into the overnight. A few strong to severe storms are going to be a possibility. Mainly a damaging wind gust and large hail threat. The threat of a tornado, it's low, but it's not completely zero. So we're pretty dry right now, but We do have to watch out for some dense fog in spots that may slow you down. Just allow a little bit of extra travel time, a few extra minutes, as you are going through that commute this morning. And then rain. Thunderstorm chance is just going to gradually go up later on this morning, especially during the afternoon. Expecting some stormy activity during our evening into the overnight. That's when we could have maybe one or two storms be strong to severe and capable of damaging wind gusts and large hail. High of only 70 degrees. The cloud cover, the rain, are going to continue to keep us cooler than average. That continues tomorrow. And also, once we get into our Thursday, we're calling for a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. It looks like there could be some hit or miss activity around throughout the day, but by the time we get into our Thursday evening, it looks like things are just gradually dropping off when it comes to those storm chances, eventually leading to a drier Friday as high pressure builds back into the region. Temperature is going to start to warm back up too. So we'll be at 78 come Friday and then 82 degrees by Saturday. That's actually our average high today. 84 degrees on Sunday. Should be mainly dry over the weekend. We will have a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm come Saturday. But again, majority of the weekend, I do expect things to be mainly dry. Once we get into next week, so after Sunday, right now just going with a low-end 10% chance, showers, thunderstorms, it looks like things are going to be, once again, start to turn unsettled and active at times, though. Highs staying mainly in the 80s once we get to that point on Saturday. Right now we're at 55 degrees, partly cloudy sky, with a light north wind at 7 miles an hour.
All right, Ron. It looks like a good chance we get just a little more rain tonight, man. Huh? How about that?
Just got to watch out for those storms.
Watch the storms. All right. Thank you, Ron L. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Steve and 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Today is Wednesday, May 28th. And it was on this date in 2006. That would be 19 years ago. Barry Bonds hit his 715th home run to pass Babe Ruth on the career home run list. The top three now are Bonds with 762, Hank Aaron with 755, and then Babe Ruth with 714.
There's your list.
There's your list.
Your top three.
Birthdays today. John Fogerty is 80 today.
Oh, my.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
CCR, man. A lot of good music there.
I've always thought, I love those guys when they were first came out in the 60s and I thought, wow, what a bunch of nice young Cajun guys from the South. These guys were all from Southern California. But all their songs sounded like they were, you know, from that.
Yes,
that
they
era.
Did. Mm. That's correct.
There you go. Looking out my back door. Okay. How about this special session of the Missouri Legislature, Ted? What can they offer the Royals and the Chiefs to keep them there? Lots of money, I guess, huh?
Lots of incentives.
Mm. Do they need they
new
looking
stadiums
at new stadiums?
Is what they want. That's the end goal.
Downtown? Okay.
Well, yeah, the Royals have said they want to play downtown.
Oh, okay.
I don't think the Chiefs, there's not enough room for football downtown.
Yeah. Well, they got a great place out there on the highway to play, but there's some folks from Kansas think we might be able to get in on that.
Both those stadiums are very old.
It seemed new to me, but yeah, you're right. When the Royal Stadium was built in 74, were the Chiefs at the same time? Weren't they built at
pretty
the
much,
same
yeah,
time?
Yeah, yeah. It was a complex. Arrowhead. It was built at the same time.
Yeah. And I loved that stadium, the baseball stadium especially, because it was so simple. Not a bunch of signs and crap out there, just a very unique, simple stadium. Where if you couldn't run, you better not be there because it had an artificial turf and a deep.
Yeah, back in those days, it was built for speed.
Yeah. All right. Well, Missouri, they're going to come into session on the 2nd of June, and we'll see what happens with the folks over in Missouri. Coming up on, 7:17, Stephen 10 of the morning here on KNSS. And let's take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward, sir.
We'll start out with minor league baseball. It's a home week for the Wichita Wind Surge, the best home team in the Texas League. And they keep that stat going last night. Easy. Wichita defeating last place Tulsa 11-0 at Equity Bank Park. 3,000 fans on hand to open up a home week for the Wind Surge leading into the River Festival. Four straight home wins for Wichita now. 13-6 at home this season. Snapping a four-game losing streak with that win last night, by the way. Three Surge pitchers combined for the seven-hit shutout. Aaron Rozek was the starter. He worked five scoreless innings, picked up a win. He's now 3-1 on the season with a 3.2 earned run average.
That puts Wichita just a half game out of first place now in the division. Tulsa at Wichita. Again, today it is a day game. That'll start at 12:05 this afternoon. So you got the noon hour baseball downtown for the Wind Surge and Tulsa today. Quick turnaround from last night. Let's Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals. You heard the game last night over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH as the Royals again get pounded by the Cincinnati Reds. 7-2 was the final score. The Royals lose to a guy that played for the Royals last year, Brady Singer, the pitcher. They traded him to the Reds in the offseason, and he beat the Royals last night. Singer, 7 innings, only allowed 7 singles. A couple of runs, he got the win. He's now 6-3 for the Reds. The Royals were outscored 5-0 in the final 4 innings. So that's where things fell apart. The Royals have lost 4 of their last 5, hosting Cincinnati again tonight at 6:30. Listen live to the Royals and the Reds over on KFH. And that'll wrap up that 3-game series as the Royals are trying to avoid the sweep. National Hockey League in the conference finals. Game 4 in Edmonton last night. 18,000 fans on hand. Oilers over the Dallas Stars 4-1. Winning goalie for Edmonton, Stuart Skinner, the former Wichita Thunder goalie with 28 saves. Edmonton is now up 3-1 in that best of 7. Edmonton and goalie Skinner just 1 win away from advancing into the Stanley Cup Finals. College men's basketball. Wichita State adds to its coaching staff under head coach Paul Mills. Josh Eilert is your new assistant head coach, a guy that has been the interim head coach at Utah and West Virginia in recent years, a guy that was born in Kansas, in Osborne, Kansas, up in north central part of the state, played and was an assistant coach at K-State for spending many years in West Virginia and some in Utah, and very experienced assistant coach joining Paul Mills' staff. Josh Eilert is now at Wichita State on the coaching staff. Major League Baseball yesterday, the second-place St. Louis Cardinals go on the road and beat last-place Baltimore 7-4 over the Orioles. St. Louis Cardinals playing good baseball. They've won 4 of their last 5. College track and field, the NCAA West Preliminaries, a 4-day event, begins today. It's all down in College Station, Texas, as the top 12 in each event try to move on to the NCAA championships. K-State has 20 athletes at this at the prelims. KU has several as well. Wichita State has 14 athletes at the NCAA track and field prelims. High school boys golf. State tournament action. Yesterday was day 1. Round 1 was played in Class 3A at Garden City at Buffalo Dunes. Wichita Collegiate has a 1-stroke lead over Wichita Trinity going into the final round of today. That'll be quite a matchup in the final round. The individual leader right now is Wichita Collegiate sophomore Landon Langston. He shot a 70 yesterday for a 1-stroke lead. Final round today. And in high school girls soccer, we're into the final 4 in the state semifinals this evening in Class 6A. Mays on the road at Mill Valley. Mays trying to get to the final 4 with a record of 14-5 in girls soccer. And among the smaller schools, it is a big night in Rose Hill. The entire city of Rose Hill will be on hand for a home game hosting Bishop Miege at 6 o'clock this evening. Rose Hill at 15-4 as the Rockets try to get a win and advance into the state tournament title game in girls soccer. Good luck to the Rockets there. That is sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
7:21 now. Keep it here for House Call for Health. An uptick of injuries may be coming as the summer approaches. That's on the way. Steve's Head of the Morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 and partly cloudy, 55 degrees. Missouri Supreme Court Tuesday ruled against 2 lower courts that restored access to abortion. Fox's Malik Jackson in Kansas City reports.
The court ruling the Jackson County judge used the wrong test in issuing the injunctions. The state's attorney general called it a victory for women's health, while Planned Parenthood calls it a temporary setback. This fight goes back to November when Missouri voters passed Amendment 3, enshrining abortion rights into the state constitution. But the state quickly sued, and a Jackson County judge twice issued injunctions to uphold those rights while the lawsuit continued. The Supreme Court says any future rulings must apply a four-part test, including threat of irreparable harm.
Republican lawmakers have also approved a referendum for voters to decide if abortion should be banned in most cases again.
One of Vladimir Putin's allies is threatening U.S. President Donald Trump with war after he criticized the Russian president for continued attacks on Ukraine. Fox's Jackie Heinrich is at the White House.
Putin lackey Dmitry Medvedev, who served as the bridge between Putin's presidential terms, posting an implicit threat as President Trump weighs harsh sanctions on Russia. Medvedev posting online, quote, regarding Trump's words about Putin playing with fire and really bad things happening to Russia, I only know of one really bad thing, World War III. I hope Trump understands this. Trump is increasingly frustrated with Putin. Peace talks stalled as Russia continues to rain missiles and drones on Ukraine. This weekend, the largest aerial attack since the war began. Trump posted Putin has gone, quote, absolutely crazy, warning if he tries to take all of Ukraine, it will lead to Russia's downfall.
Special envoy for Ukraine and Russia, General Keith Kellogg, says Russia rejected plans to negotiate at the Vatican.
A Wichita man is facing charges after police say he made a false report of an active shooter at a Walgreens on the city's west side on Memorial Day. Officers rushed to the Walgreens at 710 Northwest Street Monday evening after a caller claimed someone had opened fire and was barricaded inside a bathroom. The caller also said people had been shot. Officers quickly determined the claim was false. Police arrested Crispin Barajas at the scene. He is charged with transmitting false information to request emergency services with a threat of violent activity. Investigators believe Barajas may have been under the influence of narcotics at the time.
Two men face sentencing today for the deaths of four people being smuggled at the United States-Canadian border.
The sentencing comes more than 3 years after the family from India froze to death while trying to cross into the U.S. in a blizzard. The two convicted of human smuggling, federal prosecutors say they were part of an international conspiracy. A judge will hand down the sentences in a federal courthouse in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. That's where the duo was convicted on four counts each in November. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
As Sedgwick County commissioners work on next year's budget, they face increasing expenses for day-to-day operation. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News, government expenses are going up, especially for public safety.
When I first became a commissioner, the average EMS calls per day was about 150 dispatches per day. That's up over 200 now. So as we continue to grow in the community, we've got to scale these departments to be able to meet the response, and that's where the bulk of any budget dollars are going. It's over 50% of our dollars are going to public safety.
Ryan Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And now let's take a look at the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Showers and thunderstorms gradually making a return later on today. A couple of strong to severe storms going to be a possibility by later on this evening. Mostly cloudy skies, mild high of 70 degrees with light winds only at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now a partly cloudy sky, north wind at 7 miles per hour and 55 degrees. At Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:34 now with Steve and Ted in the morning. Yesterday's high end temperature in Wichita, just 65 degrees. A normal high for the date, 82, so we were a little cooler than normal yesterday with all that cloud cover. Got out for a little walk yesterday afternoon, and it was very pleasant. It was cloudy, but still pretty nice out. NPR and three Colorado public radio stations have filed a lawsuit against the Trump White House over an executive order purportedly barring the use of congressionally appropriated funds for NPR and PBS. The lawsuit argues that the order targets NPR and PBS because the president views their content as not fair, accurate, or unbiased, violating the First Amendment. NPR president and CEO Catherine Meyer called the order a clear violation of the Constitution and the First Amendment's protections of freedom of speech and association, and freedom of the press. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. All right, Ted, here we go. You ask them, how are you today? Chances are you're going to say good or fine or not bad. Then they'll flip it right back to you and say, and how are you doing? But you're both probably lying. According to a new report, The average American only feels fully healthy 19 days in a typical month. That's roughly 63% of the time.
Boy, so, that's really breaking it down.
Yeah. So in a typical week, you'll feel fully healthy for about 4 of the 5 days and less healthy for 3 days. So, this is just about, it's just about feeling healthy and not any, everything is so, is awesome in this. People were asked what health issues they battled the most frequently, and the main problem areas are fatigue. People struggle with that about 13 days per month. I don't. Do you? Mood changes 10 days per month. I change my moods about 10 days an hour.
Yeah, that's a constant battle for all of us.
I think it is. It really is. Digestive issues, 9.8 days per month. My stomach, Headaches, 7.5 days.
Yeah, now you're starting to get into the physical realm.
Yeah.
Actual things affecting headaches. You.
I've had times in my life when I really struggled with headaches. In fact, migraines for a while. And could never really figure out why, except that I wasn't exercising. I was in my mid-20s.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I was smoking. Wasn't exercising, eating the wrong things. I had a situation at work where I was working actually for two bosses who had exactly the opposite approach.
Right. That stuff really starts to take its toll.
Oh,
yeah.
And my head was spinning.
Uh-huh.
And these migraines would come on, and a migraine headache, for those of you out there, you know what I'm talking about. That is awful.
Yeah, it is.
I finally was able to go see the doctor after struggling with it. And he gave me some medication that helped a lot. And also, the situation at work changed. And I began to exercise a little bit. I stopped. So I did all the right things. Came out of it. But if you have migraines, I know what you're doing.
What do they give you for migraines?
It's Percodan.
Okay.
And, you know, this is a drug that if you're not watching, you can get addicted to it very easily. I did not. I only took it when I really, really needed it. So I did okay with it. Now, people asked how they were feeling right now. And only 28% felt completely healthy at the time. All right, so I'm going to ask you, Ted, how you feel right now. Do you feel healthy now?
I mean, it's all relative. Sure. I mean, I'm able to function.
I do.
I'm doing better than other people I know, so I can't complain.
I feel pretty good. 72% said they were in moderate, poor health when they asked them this question. 51% admitted they are living with recurring health issues, which have been ongoing for 6 months or longer.
And that stuff takes its toll as well.
It does. If you're not physically...
If it's something you're dealing with day after day.
Yeah. Pain or something like that. Oof. 15% said that not feeling well has impacted their ability to fully enjoy time with their family. Well, of course, you don't feel well. So if you're not feeling good today, I'm sorry, Steve and Ted, trying to help you feel better. About the fact that you get to listen to such a fine radio station.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
We're trying.
And I feel pretty good. I think about this because when I'm out here with you, before you guys get here in the morning, I'm doing all this stuff and I'm pretty much by myself at all times. Every now and then I'll ask myself, how are you feeling today, buddy?
Well,
I'm about 90% of the time at least, I feel pretty good. And I think that's really a blessing.
It is a blessing.
It's a huge blessing not to have any, you know, because there was a time when I could barely get up out of the chair because of my hip.
Yeah.
You know, for a couple of years, I was in pretty sad shape. Every time I'd get out of the chair, I'd just about scream. But got that replaced.
Look at you now. Yeah.
Got that replaced and I'm perking along doing pretty good.
Very nice.
I've got other afflictions that I don't want to share with the public.
You know, it's always something.
The interesting part is when I get together with my classmates, because we have reunions, and everybody starts talking about their hip replacement and their shoulder replacement, their knee replacements, and all that. And that's a business that I think in the past probably 10 years has just ballooned. I don't know what we did in the old days of mom and dad, but they just suffered through, I guess. But my wife, of course, she's had both of her knees replaced, one shoulder. She's almost a bionic woman. I just had this one hip replaced, and I'm doing pretty good. But I've got friends who got all new parts almost. And the folks, these doctors can do some amazing things.
Yeah, it is. It's
Make your older life a lot better.
I'm glad you're doing well.
I'm glad you're doing well. I'm glad that Jad is doing well. Jad never complains about anything. Way to go, Jad. By the way, this morning early, I was struggling. We've got a new software we've been asked to break in, and It's been pretty good so far. But Jad's kind of in charge of making sure everybody gets switched over.
Yes,
and he's been doing a terrific job.
Yes,
but I tell you, this morning I got in a block. Wait a minute! I had saved something. I'd written some copy and saved it yesterday, and it apparently just disappeared. No, so I guess I don't know. Didn't know where to find it. Anyway, Jad came in and,
dang it,
helped me out. We got going again so I could actually prepare some of this wonderful material we're using this morning. That's always a blessing to me. If I can get through a day when I don't have a major screw-up with the stupid computer and I can get stuff on the air, that's a good day. That's a good day.
Yeah.
For all
broadcasts. Put that in a win column for Steve McIntosh.
Put that in a win column. All right. 7:41 now, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. Airlines canceling summer flights. Kirk Semenoff is going to tell us about that. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS, 7:46 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Trump's big, beautiful bill encounters resistance from some Republicans over deficit spending.
Two.
Leaders of U.S. and Russia exchange harsh talk over the war in Ukraine.
One.
Governor calls a special session of Missouri legislature to discuss the future of the Chiefs and Royals in the Show Me State. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area. Some pretty heavy traffic on the highways, and that road construction is slowing things down, especially on that ramp from northbound I-235 over to eastbound K-96. So seeing some fairly heavy traffic and a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy with a 30% chance for rain today and a high of 70 degrees. 90% chance for rain tonight. Could be heavy at times. And the overnight low will be 55. On Thursday, 30% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high again near 70. Now partly cloudy. North wind at 7 miles per hour. 55 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And this is Whiskey Day at the Monarch. $5 select whiskeys. They have a menu of over 50 different pours marked for $5 on Wednesdays, and today is Wednesdays. New seasonal cocktails, perfect for the warm spring and summer weather, coming your way at the Monarch right now. The Monarch, 579 West Douglas, at the roundabout in historic Delano. Some trouble for Google and information sharing.
Fox on Tech.
Internal documents released from Google show that the company didn't ask permission from publishers when it built its AI overviews feature on the search page, but it had the option. Essentially, they have made it so that if you want your website to show up in Google search, you need to be used to train Google AI's features. Google responding to Fox Business saying in a statement, quote, "Publishers have always controlled how their content is made available to Google, as AI models have been built into search for many years, helping surface relevant sites and driving traffic to them. This document is an early stage list of options and evolving space. Google tells me the policy is not yet set in stone and says currently you can opt out of having your snippets, the words underneath your links, crawled for AI, which is essentially how they train the AI model. And you will still exist on the Google search page, even if you choose that option. For Fox on Tech, I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
Back to work on Wall Street Tuesday.
A short week starts off with a big rally. One of the day's winners was AMC, the theater chain, up more than 20% after a record-breaking but in many places rainy Memorial Day weekend sent a lot of people to the theaters. A surprisingly good consumer confidence report also pushed the markets higher. The conference board says it rose by more than 12 points this month to 98, up from April's 85.7. That's the lowest reading since May of 2020. Reuters says some retail companies are looking into taking their companies private to escape market chaos, which caused valuations to seesaw in recent months. Skechers recently announced a deal to be taken private. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
The Dow closed up 741 points yesterday. S&P 500 up 119, and the NASDAQ closed up by 462 points. A good day on Wall Street. Airlines canceling summer flights. With the Wichita Business Journal update, editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. Declining consumer confidence, a sharp decline in European visitors, and fallout from tariff turmoil are all given as reasons for American air carriers to cancel thousands of flights to their summer schedules. Spirit Airlines, JetBlue, WestJet, and United Airlines have all canceled more than 1,100 flights, and the biggest destinations seeing cancellations are Las Vegas, Atlanta, Fort Lauderdale, and Los Angeles. Here in Wichita, only four United flights to and from Houston's George Bush Intercontinental are missing from the summer schedule airlines posted a month ago. In all, at Eisenhower National, around 3,500 flights will arrive and depart in May, June, and July. The long-awaited collaboration and merger between Chad Glenn's 310 Architecture and Rachel Thomas Murphy's Thomas Gray Interiors is now open. Gray 10 is the result, and it's an architecture and interior design firm located at 920 East 1st Street on the east edge of Old Town. The 4,000-square-foot space has two stories inside the Arnholz Coffee and Supply Company building and features a retail showroom, workspace, finished library, and upper-level deck. A more popular feature is sure to be a catamaran net that will act as a large hammock for employees and even clients, something I'd like to talk to my publisher about after we're done here. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
And, well, of course, it would be pleasant to have a hammock where you at your office, your place of business. I myself have never...
I've envisioned that Ted probably has one in his office.
No, he doesn't have
one. No, we're like Skipper and Gilligan. We have like bunk beds, bunk bed hammocks.
Actually, furniture doesn't mean a lot to me. I can fall asleep almost anywhere. My wife goes to a physical therapy twice a week, and she's out there for about an hour. And I don't know if the people who work there have never said anything. I sit down in that chair, read about four pages of my book, and about that time, I'm gone. So you got this old guy.
Have they ever complained of snoring?
No, I don't snore. That's the good thing. I don't snore. Well, so, you know, although, but you remember.
How do you know?
We remember the movie. What was it was a, I don't know, maybe it was Meet Joe Black. One of those really crummy movies. Uh-huh. I was sitting there, and this was several years ago with my wife, and apparently I did snore. Because all of a sudden, she hits me upside the head and says, "Wake up, you're snoring." And people around us are just guffawing, you know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Laughing at me. It was a crummy movie. What can I tell you? Yeah, I'm not encumbered. I can sleep almost anywhere. And today is National Hamburger Day, celebrating America's most iconic food. We've been talking this morning. It's also International Hamburger Day. Of course, it's the sandwich started in Hamburg, Germany, and developed in Seymour, Wisconsin. That's the hamburger home here in America, Seymour, Wisconsin. And we were talking earlier, Kirk, about some of our favorite places to get a hamburger here in Wichita. Ted and I agree on Ty's and several others, but as our favorites. But how about yourself? You got a favorite?
Ty's is my first go-to place for a lunch burger. There is no doubt about that. Give me the double cheeseburger with onions, and man, yep, that's a winner.
Yep. Wow. Man, that sounds pretty good. You know, when I was a young a kid, we used to go to Branson, Missouri almost every summer. And that was when they had a place called the Sammy Lane Resort down there with cabins. And we stayed there. And there was a place just across the street over there that sold hamburgers. I think it was...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think it was $6 for $1. And these babies were a good 6 to 7 inches across. And all they put on there was mustard, onions, and pickles.
and it was heavenly. I got to tell you, that's the way I learned to eat. That's why I like to eat a hamburger now. Ted, you don't. Ted doesn't put anything on it. He's right, Ted.
Meat and cheese.
There you go. He's a purist. He's a burger purist. How about that? All right. So
let the grease do his talking.
Exactly.
Exactly. Let the grease pony up there and do what it's supposed to do. All right. Have a hamburger today, Kirk. It should be a good day for it. All right, Doug, that's National Hamburger Day and International Hamburger Day as well. And coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, stay with us, Steve and Ted, because we're going to tell you about Missouri lawmakers. They're going to consider plans for the Chiefs and Royals in their state special legislative session coming up June 2nd. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we got former Wichita Thunder goalie still playing in the NHL playoffs. We'll tell you about that coming up in sports.
Plus, we've got entertainment news. The Blur is on the way.
Yeah, we're putting together all your entertainment news that you need to know, and that will be at 8:35 this morning, including a good singer with a nice birthday today.
And we have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.